Coast, Santa Barbara, and everywhere on the internet that is listening. This is The Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View, and I'm Bruce Salen. Should you want to call in, please do. If you're a local, call 805-564-1290 or toll-free 866-564-1290. You can email questions to Bruce at BruceSalen.com. That's Bruce and Salen, S-A-L-L-A-N.com. Please follow me on Twitter, at Bruce Salen, and please join the A Dad's Point of View Facebook page, where we now have over 2,100 fans, or likes as they now call it. And we have moms and dads on our page from all over the world, which is incredibly fascinating. For some reason, we have a big following in Africa, and we have actually a big following in the Middle East. I can't explain it, but I love it. What it teaches me is that moms and dads everywhere in the world have the same ultimate concerns, usually, about doing the best they can for their kids, and it's universal, and it has made me feel wonderful to have the connections I've made with some of these people. As everybody knows, this past Monday was Memorial Day, and it was an unusual day for me, and I just want to briefly share a little bit about what happened. I woke up early, really early, like at 4 a.m., and inspired by a video that, in fact, my publisher and fellow talk show host here, Arthur von Weissenberger, sent me, which was a wonderful home video showing VJ Day in Honolulu in 1945. And it just brought tears to my eyes, even though in this case it was a celebration. It wasn't about the horrors of war. And I realized in just 5.5 years what America had gone through. And it had me reflective on being grateful. And I think Memorial Day is about being grateful. And too often, I think we are not grateful in our daily lives. And so I sat down and I ended up writing a 1,500-word blog inspired by both this column, by both this video that is on YouTube, and by the fact that Memorial Day marked the one-year anniversary that I had suffered a bad accident. A year ago, Memorial Day, I woke up in a gurney at a ski resort, unconscious and with some broken bones. And it was scary, to say the least. So 1 year later, I ended up writing this piece, which is on my Posterous blog, which you can find on my website, which is BruceSalen.com. It was a case where I just reflected on my own personal gratitude, and I hope you'll take a look at it when you have a moment. Today is also special because I have my young son, Aaron, with me. Aaron Salen. He is 13, and he slept late today. And so we were trying to figure out getting him to school, at which point I just turned to him and said, I don't know, why don't you just come up with me to Santa Barbara? Let's just play hooky. And normally I'm not that kind of dad, but he's a straight-A student. He does all his chores. He is unbelievably talented. He is cooperative around the house. I mean, with the exception of agreeing with me or doing anything I ask, he gets along beautifully with his stepmom. So I figured a day of hooky would not really be any harm. So, Aaron, welcome to our show, and it's good to have you here.
Okay, thanks.
He nodded his head, and he is not exactly Mr. Outgoing, but it is still a pleasure to have him. And you are welcome to drink the coffee we got on the way here and finish your snack, but right now he's just going to keep us company. I want to tell you another story that happened to me just the other day, and then I will tell you about our guests and our subject today, which I think is a doozy. Our subject, just to give you a tease, is do you keep secrets from your spouse? And as with every week, it tends to be based on the column I've written, which first appears here in the Santa Barbara News Press and was published on Tuesday. It's in page 2 of the front page. A dad's point of view, and do you keep secrets from your spouse was the column and will be the subject of today's show. However, I want to talk about a few other things first. My son, my older son, who we featured to some degree last week's show when I played his music and he called in, he came to me the other day, and this was actually last night, and it was about 9:30 at night, and he sat down in my office. And he just bounded in with that energy that only a teenager can display. And I got to talk to you, Dad, he said. Well, I've learned long ago that your kids, when they want to talk to you, want to talk to you. And if you are not willing to talk to them at that moment, 10 minutes later when you are ready, they may not want to talk to you. So I stopped what I was doing, which was, of course, being totally drawn to the computer at my desk and writing and emailing and all the things I do instead of being with my family at given times of the day. And I immediately turned and faced him. And what my son did was share with me the wonder of the world. It was just one of those cases where a teenager was reflecting, like, gosh, where does language come from? Where does brainwaves come from? I'm having these dreams lately, and I did some research on the web, and they're called lucid dreams. And I just looked at him. It was clear he didn't need anything from me. But it was one of those moments when I realized being a teenager is really a unique time in our lives. And now that I'm a relatively old middle-aged guy, I sometimes forget. So I tend to focus as a dad on the problems I may be having with my kids instead of enjoying the wonder and the good that they give. And this particular time, my son just was in a mood to talk. He didn't want a word from me. It's kind of like when your wife comes to you with a problem. Rarely does she want you to give a solution, even though that's the man's instinct. She just wants you to nod and say you understand. A lesson I keep on struggling to learn because my instinct, of course, is to fix it. And most women, when they have a problem, they just want you to say, I understand. Or as our former president would say, I feel your pain. So I just wanted to share that with you. As you know, if you've listened to our show, each week we have a theme song, which is the Four Seasons Walk Like a Man. And then we have seven other pieces of music that go in and out of each of our five segments of the show. And I like to make this choice as eclectic and varied as can be. Very soon I will have some prizes to give away to anybody that can identify all of them. I don't know if that is possible, so maybe I will reduce it to the majority, four, five, or six of the seven bumpers. But for now, just I hope you enjoy it. If you want to call in about any of the music or email me to ask what it is, feel free. Again, the call-in number is 805-564-1290, and the toll-free number is 866-56-1290. Email is bruce@brucesalen.com. Another reminder, Father's Day is coming up. Our Father's Day special show will be on Thursday, June 17th. That's when we are live, by the way, 11 to 12. And I want you to send me in your Father's Day memories, your Father's Day honorariums, and I will read as many as I can on air. I intend to read one to my late father, who's been gone for 4 years, and I miss terribly, and I want to read yours. Father's Day is about our fathers. This is a dad's point of view, and we will have a special tribute to dads, along with our guests who will speak about that. Today, our show is, as I said, Do You Keep Secrets from Your Spouse? And it was inspired originally by a discussion on our A Dad's Point of View Facebook page, where I wrote that in a discussion, and it just created a spirited, really passionate debate among the various members of our page. So I wrote a column, and that is, in fact, the issue. Do you keep secrets from your spouse? Is it ever appropriate? And I would say, like with most things in life, it's a gray. There are times when maybe you should keep secrets, and there are certainly times when it's inappropriate. So, again, our call-in information is 866-564-1290. Email is bruce@brucesalen.com. We will have Wayne Levine as our guest for the men's room. Pastor Drew Sams is back from his anniversary trip in Maui, all sun-tanned and gorgeous. He will be our guest on Teen Wrap, and we have a special new guest for our single parent dating, Julie Spira, who is a internationally renowned dating expert, and it will be a pleasure to have her for the first time. So, once again, welcome to the Bruce Allen Show. You are listening to AM 1290, the News Press Radio Station. Oh, the News Press Radio Station. Feed your cat and you'll never know. Once they wrap it up in dough, boys, they fry it real crisp in dough. Chowlin asked if I...